I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The death toll in China's Sichuan quake continues to soar. The country's response to the quake shows they have experience dealing with disasters. However, International Aid's Milton Amayan says they're readying a second wave response.
International Aid is exploring how we could provide the strengths that we normally have in responding to these situations, and that's the rehabilitation of the health system.
Pray that as believers respond, they would be the hands and feet of Christ. Meanwhile, like everyone else in Chengdu, China, the food for the hungry team ran outside after they felt the earthquake. The city wasn't as hard hit as some of the other areas, and everyone at their educational exchange program is safe. But assessment is in the works so the team can fill critical gaps that'll likely include providing food and drinking water to the survivors. The gospel often comes in during that process, says Sarah Sawalka.
We certainly are motivated by our faith to do what we do. And so when people ask us why we're doing that, that often does give us opportunities to share.
And Every Child Ministries' John Rouster says they're investing in future ministry in Ghana. They've just brought on two missionary couples, the Driscolls and the Gowans, to the Haven of Hope. Aside from the strength of the positive role models, this intensive ministry can help heal broken lives and hearts.
There are 46 children there now, and not a one of them ever slept in a bed until they came to Haven of Hope. They had lived on the streets. This will just fortify the position of ECM in raising the children in a Christ-centered atmosphere.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride DVD by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link to our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.